Progressive Talk.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. An update from Beverly Hills Police about the death of Whitney Houston at her hotel room at the Hilton.
Ms. Houston's body was pulled from the bathtub, and when first responders arrived on scene, she was unconscious and unresponsive. First aid and CPR measures were performed in an attempt to revive her. They were unsuccessful.
That's Police Lieutenant Mark Rosen. He says first responders were told she was submerged in the tub.
We do not know the cause of death. We don't know the circumstances leading up to her death. And as of right now, it's, I don't want to use the word routine investigation. It's a normal investigation for somebody of her age that would have died in this manner.
The family plans to bring her body home to Newark, New Jersey later today, according to the Associated Press, for the funeral being planned for the end of the week. President Obama proposes a new budget that raises tax revenues by $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years. And he's told that Northern Virginia Community College he'd spend more money on job training and education.
It cannot be a luxury. It is an economic imperative that every family in America should be able to afford. That's part of the American promise in the 21st century.
The president proposes that people with incomes of $1 million or more would have to pay a minimum of 30% of it to the federal government.
In a dramatic reversal of their long-held position, House Republican leaders are offering to extend the payroll tax cut for the rest of the year without paying for it, meaning the cost would be added to the debt. In a statement, House Speaker John Boehner and the others blame Democrats for failure to come to agreement in time for a deadline at the end of the month, and say without one, they'll pass this backup plan to stop taxes from going up. But doing it without a broader agreement would mean unemployment benefits would be cut off for millions of people, and Medicare doctor fees would be slashed. Bob Buzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In the Jerry Sandusky sex abuse case in State College, Pennsylvania,
there were five motions that were entered in the court that were addressed. Basically, four of them have come down in favor of the Sandusky defense.
WTAJ-TV reporter Jeff Breval, the high-risk, high-reward motion from the defense was to keep the trial in State College, and the judge said, okay. Syrian envoy Bashar Jafari, through an interpreter, claims the violent government crackdown is an effort to stop terrorists among the rebellion.
My country, in this regard, reaffirms its right to protect its citizens and to combat terrorism as well as armed violence and to put an end to them.
UN Human Rights Commissioner Navi Pillay.
It's imperative that the government of Syria allows access to me, to journalists from all over the world, to verify to what extent there are terrorist activities.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 81 points, Nasdaq's gained 28, and oil prices $101 a barrel. This is CBS News.
I'm talking with Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. How would you define the quality of the scanner?
The temporal scanner is the only thermometer that has been rigorously tested by thousands of hospitals, with more than 40 peer-reviewed published studies attesting to its accuracy.
What about the value of the product?
The peace of mind from knowing that your family's health is well protected is priceless.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner, changing the way the world takes temperature, available at Rite Aid and other fine retailers.
This Valentine's Day, I'm going to Walmart to get Lauren some Russell Stover chocolate hearts. But then she'll tell Carla. So I better get Carla some Ghirardelli Squares chocolate. But if I get Carla something and Erica finds out, then Erica will feel left out. I better get her some Hershey's Kisses milk chocolate. But if Erica...
Be ready to get more Valentines for your money at Walmart with our low prices every day on everything. All backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
NATO admits an airstrike accidentally killed several children in Afghanistan just a few days ago.
NATO's military spokesman in Afghanistan acknowledges children's bodies were found in the aftermath of an alliance airstrike Wednesday in northeastern Afghanistan. The Afghan government says it was 8 children under the age of 18. But Brigadier General Karsten Jacobsen says proper procedures were followed and soldiers were going after insurgents. He says the loss of innocent life is a tragedy. New United Nations figures show conflict-related civilian casualties at an all-time high, but Karsten underscores more than three-quarters are caused by the Taliban. He says NATO forces are nonetheless doing more to stop insurgents' ability to hurt civilians as well as soldiers. Terry Schultz for CBS News, Kabul.
Just a small earthquake today in Northern California, about 90 miles north of San Francisco, magnitude 4.4. It is a geologically active area. There are hot water geysers there and a complex of geothermal power plants. No damage, no injuries. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Yeah, sunshine, rain, wind, the usual snow jobs at work.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Kind of weather, I think. That's one person put about Whitney Houston's death last the other night. Is that it was sad, but not shocking whatsoever. And so here we find ourselves at the Grammy Awards last night. And so it was Adele's moment, but then it turned out not to be Adele's moment. So anyway, I'm Bill Benninger. This is Talking Sheep, Your Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS. And so I think the interesting thing about she and Bobby Brown were the fact that they sort of said, you know, yes, we take drugs, but we take really good drugs, so therefore we're safe or something. I don't know what they were thinking, but whatever they were thinking, it was completely wrong, of course. But I think it has to do with an attitude. That's my real feeling about the whole thing. And Bobby Brown's a guy that, you know, sort of said, okay, well, I'll sing it.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed. Which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more Cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast.
Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast.
Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osus in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and at Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most spodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo barbecue, please. Get some Mo's barbecue. They certainly do. All right, they certainly do. All right, let's do today and find out more about today, even though there's not a lot to find out, really. I had a history on February 13th in 1861. Abe Lincoln was officially declared winner of the 1860 presidential election as electors cast their ballots because, yeah, they figured the people are too stupid to do it. On this date, 1920, the League of Nations recognized the perpetual neutrality of Switzerland forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, and ever, ever all the time. Tenor singer Waylon Jennings, 10 years ago, died in Chandler, Arizona at the age of 64. 5 years ago, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney officially entered the 2008 presidential race in Michigan in the place of his wife. Birthdays today, former test pilot Charles Chucky Yeager is 89. Actress Kim Novak is 79. I don't know if Kim Novak was still around. She's 79. Same musician Peter Tork from the Monkees is 70 today. He's 70 today. He's 70 today. Happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Some people are afraid to get an MRI because they think their only option is being put into a narrow tunnel. This is no longer true. San Luis Diagnostic Center just installed a new 3 Tesla Ultra High Field MRI system, with an opening that is 40% larger and much shorter than other systems. Now even the most claustrophobic person can have an MRI without concern. It produces crisper, clearer images that can diagnose disease far earlier, and scans take half as long. As a diagnostic facility dedicated to outpatient care, San Luis Diagnostic Center strives to make sure your appointments are on time and at your convenience. When your doctor tells you you need an MRI, take control of your health care and call San Luis Diagnostic Center at 542-9700 before someone else chooses for you. All major insurances are accepted.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
It is time for CalCoast News Update on 1340 KYNS. Thanks for joining me today. Cuesta College officials have taken the first step in getting the school's accreditation back on track. Cuesta College has hired a consultant to help the college find areas the campus needs to address in order to reaffirm its accreditation. Last week, the Commission for Community and Junior Colleges sent Cuesta College an order to show cause for remaining accredited, noting that the college needs to show improvement in the area of financial management and stability, assessment plans, and technological infrastructure. As part of the order, the college is required to develop the exit plan for closure that indicates a financial accounting. Campus officials are also working to reassure employees that the positions are secure, and the administration is focused on maintaining accreditation. Biggest challenge for us right now is convincing people not to lose confidence, Cuesta President Gil Stork said to the Tribune. Just in time to take the blame. How special. Other things are going on in the news. I was just a little bit faster, you know, be more fun for all of us. Just go faster. Maybe that's the only story we're going to do today, by the looks of it. I know somebody was hit by a car. Some other things happened. Let's try this. Let's try and go to a whole other area here and see what happens. I haven't. This thing is just frozen right here. It's just sitting here. That's all I'm going to do. And I don't care. And let me try one other thing. I apologize. I'm always apologizing for this computer. I'm really getting tired of it. Everybody's talking on. Forget. This just sucks. All right, we will. We'll get back to some other news updates and stuff when I can figure out how to do that on, with our CalcoastNews.com update when something's working right.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
They're supremely agile. Remarkably powerful. And fiercely independent. This is Jaguar at play.
For more on Whitney Houston's turbulent life and her legacy, let's turn to Ty Comer, editor of Billboard magazine. He joins us live from New York. Ty, tell us your reaction when you heard of Whitney Houston's death.
I was devastated, and I think a lot of people in the music industry were. Executives, artists, and fans alike all looked up to her, and I think that the impact that she had on modern music is immeasurable. She had such a string of classic, iconic hits. She sold 170 million records throughout her career, which is a staggering amount. And she was one of the most awarded artists of all time. But in addition to that, you know, she was also a pioneer. She was responsible for breaking down a lot of barriers that separated pop and R&B music. And there are so many artists that are making music today who are having success and are walking through the doors that Whitney Houston broke down back in the early 80s and 90s.
Yeah, people are saying that she's on par with Michael Jackson and Madonna for really changing pop music in the 1980s.
Yeah, she really is. And beyond that, you know, I think that she's going to be mentioned in the same voice with Aretha Franklin and Smokey Robinson and just some of those real, true, soulful talents who were responsible for bringing soul and arm and rhythm and blues music to the masses. And I think that she's always going to be remembered for the remarkable talent that she was.
Ty, she will, of course, be remembered for that beautiful, beautiful voice, but she has battled over the years with drug and alcohol addiction. What are your insights into this part of her history?
Well, you know, it's really unfortunate that in the late 90s and around 2000, she started to suffer from some very public personal problems. And those problems started to enter into her career, and that's around the time that the hits stopped coming. And it seemed that she had sort of lost her way both personally and professionally. And there was a moment in 2009 when she released her last album, I Look to You, where we thought that she was on the verge of a comeback. She had gotten back with her mentor, Clive Davis, and everyone was looking for her to return back to her glory days. But it became pretty obvious that there had been a lot of damage done to her voice over that time. She wasn't really able to hit the notes that she once was able to reach. And it just didn't have the same character, the same passion. And I think that, you know, that's when we sort of realized that the Whitney Houston that we remembered back in the day wasn't going to make the return the way that we wanted to. But, you know, I think that much like Michael Jackson, people now in their mourning just want to remember the music more than anything else. And I think there'll come a point when the drama will subside and people will just remember those classic songs. They'll remember the first time that they heard I Will Always Love You and How Will I Know and just some of those great radio hits, and we'll just remember her for just being a legendary talent.
Yeah, she certainly was exactly that. Ty Comer, editor of Billboard magazine. Great to get your insights. Thank you for that.
It ain't. Whitney Houston did at 48 years old. She said she was an interesting thing. She was, a cross between an addiction that she couldn't help, an addiction that she didn't care that she had, and said, "Fine, I'll just entertain it." Anyway, what a shame. Here's Bill. Hey, it's Monday. It's 20 minutes after the hour, 12 o'clock, and hope your weekend was really swell. And you know, today's President's Day. Wait, am I supposed to do anything special for President's Day? I think so. No, it's not. Wait a minute. Why do the kids have it off today? Now I'm confused. I thought it was President's Day. That's next Monday. Do they have it off next Monday? Why are the kids off today? What are the kids doing off today? Because Helen's spent the night. What are the kids doing off today? Hello?
I think it's for President's Day, isn't it?
No, it's a whole week away.
Yeah.
The 13th is today, and the President's Day is the 20th. I thought for sure it was President's Day, but now I look at the calendar and go, I'm an idiot.
Got a really cute story from a classmate that her granddaughter, 6 years old, mentioned the President's Day coming up. And so she thought she's a smart little girl. She thought she'd ask her, what's President's Day? And the little girl said, that's the day the President walks out of the White House and sees the shadow. We're going to have another 6 weeks of unemployment.
Shoot.
Thing I actually called about.
Yeah.
I think that there is one relevant factor that nobody is mentioning in this unfortunate train wreck that became what became of Whitney Houston. The causative factor, which was the bus wreck. Do you remember that? She's sleeping in the back of her tour bus. Between gigs, on her way, wherever. She is absolutely riding the wave. She's, you know, on top of the world. The bus gets rear-ended by an 18-wheeler hard enough that it killed the driver of the 18-wheeler and knocked her into the hospital, canceled the rest of her tour. And before that event, she had no drug or alcohol problem. Keep in mind, this is a girl that came from her background and training was gospel music.
In Newark, New Jersey, of all places.
Is that where that happened?
Yeah, that's where she did her first. That's where she did her thing. Newark.
Oh, where she came out, came up.
Yeah, that's where she did her gospel singing.
Yeah, yeah, and it's sad that she didn't recognize the problem.
So you're thinking that because of her injuries, like so many people, they go on pain medication.
She came out addicted to a number of drug medications. It was in the news at the time, and she just didn't get on it.
It's interesting. You know, I sometimes find it so amazing that, you know, I realize that, you know, what they try to do in hospitals, relieve pain, do all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. In my opinion, they're just a little bit too fast and loose sometimes with what they give people. And, you know, I've got chronic pain from 1,000 things, you know, over the course of time. And I don't take anything. I mean, if I need to take an Advil every now and then, I'll take an Advil. But otherwise, I don't want to get into it. Now, there's no question in my mind I go to the VA and say, listen, you know, I wake up in the morning, I'm hurting. I go to bed at night, I'm hurting. Can I please have something? And they'd say, yeah, we'll give you this. I don't want it. I don't even want to tap dance with it. You know what I mean?
I got really lucky in that respect because I virtually lived on Vicodin for about 3 months after a back injury.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably very lucky for me that nobody told me that Vicodin is highly addicting.
Mm-hmm.
So when the prescription ran out, I just, you know, went over to Advil.
Yeah. But again,
I'm not trying to say that her life didn't become a train wreck. It obviously did, and her marriage was not a positive factor.
No, not at all.
But she had no drug or alcohol history at all before she came out of the hospital addicted to pain medication.
That's an interesting observation.
I think it's only fair. The woman was talented, beautiful. That voice was a gift from God.
But boy, did it go down the tubes?
Oh man, yeah.
And you know, here and they had a story this morning. I was watching something on the news, and somebody was saying, you know, people that can sing well, you know, it's one of these things that they have to really take care of it. And the comparison they used was, you know, what happened to Whitney Houston, for instance, at 48, and how well Tony Bennett can still sing at almost 90.
Tony Bennett is classically trained. A lot of early rock and rollers ruined their voices. They didn't have any clue about warming up the voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're always seeing in movies,
right.
Where the opera singers go, you know, before they go out on stage? That's warming up the pipes, man. You got to do that.
And
you can't
you
just
do,
get up on stage and start screaming.
You do radio at 6 o'clock in the morning, TV too, I'm pretty sure. The whole way you were driving to work, you were making your face go and you're, you know, making your face go and up and down and doing all that stuff to make sure that by the time you cracked the microphone, that you were even though everybody else in the world was dead tired and hardly getting up, you sounded like you'd been up forever.
I just washed my mouth out and I can't do a thing with it.
No, really.
Drinking
that
I did on my last big gig, it made my voice go.
Well, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up because I hadn't thought about that myself. But anyway, you're right. I think the thing though that was so sad was she got to the point where when you go on, I forget if it was 60 Minutes interview with Diane Sawyer or somebody, and you know, and she said, "Well, my husband and I can afford the best drugs you can buy, so we're not really that concerned." Yeah, because there are people who are like, you know, what happens if you get some bad drugs? She said, we're not going to get bad drugs because we can afford the good stuff. So when you've come to that point of denial and said, okay, you know, what I'm talking about here is the great stuff that I can afford, you know.
Elvis Presley was sincerely anti-drug, even though he died of it.
Yeah.
Because it was all prescription stuff. You know?
And yet those mail order prescriptions returned to sender.
Well, out of the Elvis' case, it wasn't mail order. He had a doctor that was getting rich.
That's true.
And as did, evidently, Michael Jackson.
Elvis only had 28 prescriptions, which, you know, I figure that's pretty reasonable.
Concurrent.
Boy, are you kidding?
Well, it kind of reminds me of what the police chief of Beverly Hills had to say on TV this morning. He says, well, yeah, there were a number of prescription drug bottles in the apartment, but not any more than there are in my bathroom.
Really? That's what he said.
Good point.
Well, here's the other thing too that's kind of interesting, and this is a phenomenon of our times, and that is, you know, and this is I don't know anything about the drug industry, but what I read, of course, but it's amazing that, you know, you used to watch TV, you saw how it worked. You know, they'd buy cocaine, they'd cut it with something else, you know, talcum powder, whatever it was, and you know, that would be highly diluted. And now they're saying that the cocaine that people can get now is so powerful, it's so pure, the cocaine that's coming into this country from Mexico is so pure that people die with a needle still in their arm.
Yeah.
Because they've OD'd on it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, the dark side of our lives get darker yet when, you know, things that are not in the spotlight, you know, and we keep drugs out of the spotlight, really. You know, when these things happen, it's kind of like, you know, it's just we become, not only do we become uninformed just as regular people, I think, but, you know, the people that are going to end up being victims of it become, I think, less informed.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing.
I'm thinking Grandpa had a good point when he used to tell me, no, hospitals are where you go to die.
Yeah, really. Really.
But, again, you know, we ought to give the woman a little bit of a break.
No, we'll give her a break.
She didn't choose as a recreational thing to get addicted to pain meds. It did, unfortunately, progress from there. And when you're at that level, there was a problem that was shared with her and with Jackson and Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
When you're that huge, nobody can come to you and grab you by the lapels and say, hey!
Yeah, nobody's telling you you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Really,
because they're on the gravy train. They're not going to tell you you're screwing up.
Right. Well said. That's funny.
Bad situation.
I just was watching, I just watched the very end of last 10 minutes or so of Michael Jackson's This Is It, you know, when it was just the rehearsals.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm watching that guy and I'm thinking, holy cow. And, you know, I don't know how many days after they filmed that he died, but it was, you know, shortly thereafter.
He was a gifted performer.
Man.
Paid the price. Paid a terrible price.
Well, you know, the person I've always mentioned that I thought, you know, they just can't get the monkey off their back, and I felt bad for them. I really did feel bad. Was for Robert Downey Jr. I thought he was a great actor, and you know,
but he did.
Just, well, no, finally he did do it, and I thought, I thought, how great that this man finally. Hopefully,
actually, an inspiration because his career is bigger than ever.
Yeah, hopefully he's beaten that thing for good because I mean he just could not succumb to it. So it was pretty amazing.
He was at the point where he was either going to fix it or he's going to die.
That's it right there.
I mean, I guess he finally realized it.
All right, as long as I just stay addicted to water, I'm in good shape.
Yeah, you know, the Mormons got a lot of stuff going on. You know, they ain't all that wrong. They're a little too wholesome for me.
Well, yeah, Christian Science the same way and all that. You know, one of my best friends in high school was Christian Science, you know. And why we were best friends, I have no idea. I mean, you know, I smoked, I swore, I was like, you know, this guy was just, you know, a top-notch student and everything else.
Well, if you're Christian Science, you better take care of your health because you can't go to the doctor.
That's right. No, it was an interesting religion, and I learned a lot about it through him. And so it took a lot of the unknown that most people have about it out of the picture.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting. I mean, I thought it was interesting. You know, here we have this interesting thing going on right now, of course, with the president things and the Catholics and the birth control thing and all that. It's the let me make sure I get this right. It's the Seventh-day Adventists, I believe, that don't believe in blood transfusion.
I'm sure that Christian Science is that way too.
Well, probably, but the Seventh-day Adventists, I think, you know, I mean, they're definitely against blood transfusions, and yet, who brings them up and says, well, should the people that work for them in some kind of a healthcare situation, you know, be excluded, you know, and yet this is something that religiously this is what they believe. So,
there's a bigger thing going on here than just the non-Catholic employees.
But here's the problem. Here's the thing.
This is administration trying to make our constitutional rights something that the government grants and can revoke. That's what we're talking about here. This is bigger than that compromise. That was no compromise.
Well, what it still comes down to in its own way is the question that people say, well, I'm Catholic and therefore don't believe I should be involved in having to prescribe or dispense or anything like that birth control, or does it also come down to the church is worried that its believers are a little bit shaky?
Well, I'm sure the church is worried about that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an awful lot of lapsed Catholics running around.
No, I would think so.
You know, and there's lapsed Mormons, too. Although I believe they get shunned.
What do they say about the Catholics? I got a great coach but a shaky team.
Great line.
Anyway, I got to take a break, sir.
You're welcome, Mr. Bill.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One of the most distinctive voices in popular music, Boz Scaggs. Boz Scaggs, live in concert. February 23rd, Chumash Casino Resort. Boz Scaggs, playing all the hits from his brilliant career. February 23rd, Chumash Casino Resort. The show you don't want to miss. Reserve seats are on sale now at Club Chumash, ChumashCasino.com, or call 1-800-585-3737. An evening with Boz Scaggs.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenient. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And bittersweet.
that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need. And I will always love you. I will always love you.
Written by Dolly Parton from the movie The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston, I'll Always Love You. The late Whitney Houston, I'm afraid to say. All right, with Bill, this is Talk is Cheap. Let's do the good side of last night. Adele won 6 trophies last night. I mean, holy dump truck, did she just sweep that whole thing. Anyway, so she just, and she got the Album of the Year, the Record of the Year, the Song of the Year, and deserved every one of those trophies, too, by the way, because she's really, really did a nice job. All right, at the movies, The Vow. What's The Vow? I don't know anything about The Vow yet. Love, Triumph, or Action, The Vow. It's Rachel McAdams and Channing Tatum. It took him $41.7 million to come ahead of the new action tales, the first 3D Star Wars release. So Safe House did. So Star Wars did that great. Number 4. Safe House was number 2 with Denzel Washington. Journey to the Mysterious Island with what's the guy's name? The Hulk? That's not his name. The Dude. The big, strong guy. Anyway, that did number 3. Chronicle, number 5, 6, The Woman in Black, 7, The Grave, 8, Big Miracle, 9, The Descendants, and 10. And that's pretty good for The Descendants to still be making money. Underworld Awakening was number 10. My candidate was The Rock. I got it. The Rock. I knew I was close. I knew I was getting there. It's a good time to go to Spencer's Fresh Market. Any time is a good time to go to Spencer's Fresh Market, but don't forget they got some stuff going on. And so here today, you get the flowers right here. Let me tell you what you got for flowers. And here's the thing in the paper about, you know, you don't have to have red roses. No, you don't, but if that's your favorite color, if that's what she likes, then get her what she likes. Get her what she likes, for God's sake. 3-rose bud vase, $9.99, a special right there. Monday and Tuesday only. Today and tomorrow only. Monday and Tuesday only, $9.99. For 3 thingies and a vase and all that. And it's got the extra accoutrement And I think it's a dandy little thing to give somebody. Ah, then they have all the great food and everything. What are you going to do for food? You're going to go out? You're going to eat at home? We're going to eat at home. We decide we're just going to hang out. We're going to burn something ourselves. And so they got some great stuff there. And you got the boneless top sirloin steaks for $4.99 a pound. And then they have the, don't forget all your IGA products, because I'm telling you, you can save a fortune. Stewed, diced, or whole tomatoes are just 59 cents each for a 15-ounce can. Nine Lakes chunk cheese is just $2.99. And they got all kinds of S&W beans. Every kind of bean you ever thought of is on sale right there for 69 cents each, the S&W beans. Okay, they got them all. And the other thing, the deli department's always got great things for you going on. They got, they have, you know, you want fried chicken if you want tri-tip, meatloaf often. If you're on your way home and you're saying, I'm not in the mood, you know, I got to do some shopping, I'm not really in the mood to cook tonight, and they got all the great salads and everything, you can't go wrong. You stop by Spencer's Deli Department, that's for sure. And then don't forget slow roasted coffee and all the other great local products that are right there for you. And John Spencer, who's taking care of business on the local way. Freshness is local at Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast of Tascadero, Morro Bay, San Luis Obispo, Rio Grande, and in Santa Maria. All right. Okay. Other things. Other things they're having. You know what? Here's another. Let's get rid of this controversy too, can we? Let me see if this will play. It'd be, make me really happy if it would play. Okay. Here's this. They're still yakking, and luckily Tom Hartman and I, we totally agree on this whole thing right here. This is this Chrysler halftime ad at the Super Bowl, and everybody's still raising heck about it, and it's like it's totally stupid. It's like, let's go out of our way to find something to, you know, complain about and make into a political thing that's not political whatsoever. And so this was this two-minute ad that he did at halftime, and it was called It's Halftime in America. And I find it really interesting. So,
it's halftime. Both teams are in their locker room discussing what they can do to win this game in the second half. It's halftime in America, too. People are out of work and they're hurting. And they're all wondering what they're going to do to make a comeback. And we're all scared because this isn't a game. The people of Detroit know a little something about this. They almost lost everything. But we all pulled together. Now Motor City is fighting again. I've seen a lot of tough eras, a lot of downturns in my life, times when we didn't understand each other. It seems that we've lost our heart at times. The fog of division, discord, and blame made it hard to see what lies ahead. But after those trials, we all rallied around what was right and acted as one. Because that's what we do. We find a way through tough times, and if we can't find a way, then we'll make one. All that matters now is what's ahead. How do we come from behind? How do we come together? And how do we win? Detroit's showing us it can be done. And what's true about them is true about all of us. This country can't be knocked out with one punch. We get right back up again, and when we do, the world's going to hear the roar of our engines. Yeah, it's halftime, America. And our second half's about to begin.
The Clinster right there. All right, so halftime. And, you know, the interesting thing is, so everybody's saying, okay, well, we had the bailout and all that kind of stuff. Detroit's been doing just fine, thank you. I mean, it really has since they've gotten back on their feet. And it's been the best, one of the best times ever for Detroit right now. I mean, the car sales, new car sales are really up there. So I think this was the point, you know. I don't think it was any deeper than that or stranger than that and harder than that. I just don't think it had to be. You know? Okay. Let's take something and make it into something else. All right. Let's find out what else is going on in our world. Let's see. Let me see if we can find this thing again here. Wait, let's try. Let's just for the fun of it. Let's see if I click on Calcos News. Let's just see what happens with that. Well, there you are right there. Here's a story right there for you. I got Oceano Seawater Intrusion. They deemed a scam. San Luis Obispo County government agencies have been using data known to be phony to secure state and federal grants following a 2009 report of seawater intrusion contaminating the unincorporated community of Oceano's groundwater supply. Numerous local agencies used the information to apply for federal and state funding or to legitimize high-dollar water projects. However, for more than a year, Oceano Community Service District's board members have been saying reports of seawater intrusion are nothing but propaganda. During last Wednesday's board meeting, directors passed a letter to the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors asserting that there is no truth to the allegation of seawater intrusion in Oceano. Can I say that again, Oceano? The level of exploitation of this anomaly has reached critical mass, as being quoted from everything from commercial development, other agency needs, and willful suspensions of the truth, the letter says. In 2009, John Wallace, owner and president of the Wallace Group, a private engineering consulting firm, was paid to oversee the monitoring of the Century Well in Oceano. Wallace then reported that the testing well was contaminated by seawater intrusion. At this time, the Century Well was tested. There was significant external contaminants, the district letter says. The board at the same time was directed by its contractual engineer, Wallace, to take a position that the event was actually a benefit because it would elevate the priority level in case of any state water contractor allocation cutbacks. The same engineer is on contract with several San Luis Obispo agencies, which have exploited this information to their benefit. Shortly after Wallace first made the claim of seawater intrusion, critics argued that because the well seal was broken and it was located behind a liquor store in an area where vagrants were known to gather, the contamination was more likely the result of urination and debris. In early 2010, the district had the seal repaired, and further testing of the well demonstrated that there was no contamination and no seawater intrusion. And this goes on and on, in case you want to read it. And then the letter from the board is posted at the bottom. So then go to calcoastnews.com 24/7, and you can look this one up yourself and see what they had to say about it. It's getting crazy real. There's another thing going on right here. We had a Napomo woman crashed on a pedestrian who was walking on Avila Beach Drive into the hot spring shortly after 11 a.m. on Sunday. The extent of the victim's injuries are currently unknown. Colleen Wernicke, who is 79, was traveling west in a maroon Ford truck when she was drifted off the road and hit the man. She was driving about 40 miles an hour. It was an accident, Wernicke said, and informed officers that they would find out soon enough that she had recently had surgery. Which probably precluded her from driving, so then I don't know exactly what she was thinking about that. We'll find more. No word yet on the person who was hit. All right. Here's a special treat for Pastor Holt's residents. Amid service reductions and under-maintained infrastructure, Pastor Robles is considering asking voters to approve a 1% increase in the city's sales tax revenue in November. Over the past 3 years, Pastor Robles has reduced annual spending by more than $7 million a year, reduced the city's workforce by 35%. As a result, streets are in disrepair, police have stopped responding to non-injury accidents, the city pool is closed. During a revenue projection study session on Saturday, expectations were that the city would see growing revenue of approximately $1.3 million over the next 5 years. Meanwhile, city officials said a 1% possible increase in the sales tax could generate about $6.3 million annually. So it's interesting, and it's somewhat difficult, I think, for the cities right now and for citizens, is the fact that, you know, we have sitting over here, you know, what's going to happen in November with this idea of a increased state tax. That's what's going on at calcoastnews.com. So don't forget, you can go there anytime. Talk is Cheap is in the upper right-hand corner. You can go and listen to anything on KYNS during the day or night, because it's all streamed on there. And we have podcasts from the stuff that I've done as we went along. By the way, part of our program today is brought to you by Swiss Dental Center right there. And so, you know, if Lady Gaga says, show me your teeth, and you go to see Dr. Carol Phillips at Swiss Dental, you'll be able to. So there's, I don't know if you're going to run into Gaga, but just in case you did, and she sang the song, show me your teeth, then you'd be right on top. All right. Right there. Thanks, Carol. Doc. Thanks, Doc, for helping us out. All right, we have about 11 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock right now, happy lunchtime. Okay, was there anything else I want to say about that? Nah, there wasn't. Somebody's on the phone, though. We're going to talk to somebody on the phone today and say hi. Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Mikey.
You were talking a few minutes ago about the ad from Dodge by Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
And a few things kind of hit me on that. One is that you do know that Dodge is now owned by Fiat.
Yes.
Or at least the majority share is by Fiat. Yes. So, Fiat's doing pretty good, but that doesn't mean that Dodge is.
Well, no, but here's the point, I think. Part of what he did was he mentioned in this ad, and it's like it kind of blew by, I think, a lot of people's in their brain, is that how many people it's put back to work.
Right, and the thing is that you have to think about also at what cost.
Well, no,
it's like paying for the jobs of others and all this kind of stuff. I mean, GM and Dodge took billions and billions of dollars, of which almost $16 billion we still haven't been repaid, probably won't be. Ford didn't take a dime, and they're of the top three are doing the best, actually. There's just a lot of things, but it even take away from that. Some of the things, for the most part, I like what Eastwood said, just to try to make America feel better about itself, and let's get back on the stick and just, you know, America for America and all this kind of stuff. But some of the comments that he made, if you can tell me that they are not political in their exact quotes from specific political parties, whenever there's a problem, that they turn around and say ideology and, the bias and let's get together and do it basically my way. And,
Mikey,
you know,
Mikey, there are no words left in the human language. There are absolutely no words or phrases or string of words or anything left in the human language that politics hasn't hijacked somewhere along the line and used as politics. I mean,
right.
I don't even say anything.
Certain quotes are used over and over and over again to get it into people's minds that that's what the lexicon is, that as soon as you hear Republican, you think this. As soon as you hear Democrat, you think that. And if you're thinking that people use a certain phraseology and not thinking about that is assistance to the one side or the other, you are really on a slow boat to China.
So you think, so that Clint Eastwood, who has historically been a Republican, so Clint Eastwood, you really feel like he just said, the heck with it, I'll sell out and do a thing that somehow favors the Democrats? It doesn't favor the Democrats, because if you think about it, and Clint Eastwood's not an idiot, if you think about it, the first thing you're going to draw attention to is the fact that Chrysler and did take money, you know, for a bailout and hasn't paid him back. I mean, that's the first thing that's going to come across people's minds. So I think that I believe the man was thinking beyond that and saying, okay, it's halftime. We got to get along. We got to, you know, get productive. We got to do stuff.
How many people do you think actually know that Fiat is a major holder of Dodge?
Well, right now they don't, but eventually they will. I think it's kind of like
eventually they will, right? But right now, like you said, they don't.
How many people know that
saying America is doing this and that? And it's not an American company anymore.
It hires
1% and part of it is owned by the union, and part of it is owned by American corporations. But what I'm just saying, Bill, is that it doesn't necessarily have to be, but it does sound like a lot of rhetoric that's shot out by political purposes.
All right.
That's all.
All right. I surrender.
Okay, Billy boy.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care.
Take care. And how many people realize that Jaguars are made in India by the Tata Motor Works? Come on, really? Yeah. Okay. That was like Clint. All right, other things are going on. This is an interesting thing. Here's an amazing story about this guy. Yuka's woman was in the front page of the paper today. And she says she's got terminal illness. And so she's doing stuff. She has a bucket list for the last part of her life to say, here, I'm going to do things. Here, she's handing out ice cream and stuff. That's pretty cool. You might as well do that because, you know, nobody can do anything for you to speak of. So there you go. How things are going on. And then this was another. This is one of those strange tales of that nobody could understand in a million years. Here's a Carnegie Mellon taken in Paso Robles. This woman was robbed. She was honored by the Carnegie Hero Fund Commission after risking her life to rescue two people from the water near Shamel Park in Cambria in 2008. And so, but somebody stole her thingy, and it's got her name on it and all that. And it's like that they took the son's piggy bank, you know, and estimated $20,000 worth of property, including that kind of electronics and whatnot. They also took the medal, which is etched with Rowley's name on the date of the rescue. All I can say is, really? Well, which is, you know, a good point. So that's really kind of sad. Yeah, the people that don't care don't care. You have to remember that. You know, if they're going to take everything else in your house and then they're going to take that, you know, you can't really wonder why they're going to. They don't know. They don't have any rhyme or reason for what they do. They're criminals. Okay. I say yes to this. Special ops leader wants freer hand. Admiral seeks the authority to move forces faster, expand operations in new regions. Get out there and send them special forces out there. Get them out there. You know, we've been training these people forever, all the way back to the Green Beret days back in the Vietnam era, you know, and I guess there was Rangers in the Second World War, right? Okay, we've been training these people forever, you know, and at a probably significant cost. Go use them. I'm fine with that program. I have no problem. And then there's this issue right now about women taking a more active role in the military as far as combat. And I have to admit, Mr. Chauvinist here has a hard time with the idea of saying, okay, we're going to put a woman on the front line. I'm sorry. I'm more protective than that. I can't help myself. I'm hardwired the old-fashioned way that says women shouldn't be shooting people on the front lines. But I can certainly see anything else is a compromise anyway. So, Billy, don't say it. Who cares? Shut up. All right. Well, I'm going to compromise. I'll compromise. Like artillery. They could be in the artillery field. You know what I'm saying? There's people who just pull the string, you know, make the thing shoot. They could do that. And that's close. That's closest to the front lines without actually being in combat on the front lines. Or we should just do it like Israel and just say, here, everybody's fighting, and that's the way it is. It's hard for us old-timers. But they make, you know, they're hell on wheels when it comes to flying those helicopters. You know, they're just amazing. Yeah. Helen's going to think I was talking about her hell on wheels. No, not this time, Helen. All right, other things are going on. Other thing there happened in the thing. This is one of those weird, you know, weird science things where an accident occurs. Did you hear this one? The driver of a sedan and a motorcycle face separate criminal charges because the driver of the car did a hit and run on the guy with the motorcycle and broke his leg. Then the guy goes to the hospital with the broken leg, you know, and I guess they're emptying out his pants or whatever they do, and they've got methamphetamine there for sale. I don't know how does it say for sale? Is it like a little package say for sale on it? For sale only. Anyway. Not for personal use, for sale only. Anyway, so now he's in trouble too. So one of those weird phenomenons. It happened every now and then. Here's another weird story. Diane Angler was about 2 weeks from her delivery date when she and her husband decided there was no time to wait. Mark Aguilar had only days to live, and he wanted to see his child. Diane Aguilar had her labor-induced and gave birth to their daughter on January 18th when tiny Savannah was placed in his arms. Mark Aguilar, I don't think this is real name, Augler, cried, and he just looked very sad. His wife said he slept into a coma on January 21st, died 2 days later. Okay, here's a happy time story there for us. Okay. They got to see the kid, which is cool, you know. Then they had a story where it was a Tibetan nun. This was another one. And the Tibetan nun set herself on fire. The bad news, she set herself on fire. The worst news was it didn't kill her. Truthfully, I mean, that's, you know, you don't want to cook yourself and not go. Anyway, one of the things we're going to get to is, I think it was in Saturday's paper, they had, like, the 10 worst cars ever made. I think that's worth sharing. This is here are four, up till now, the 10 worst cars ever made. Now, they're mostly in the modern era. Yeah, because they really tried to make stuff good when they were back in the days. To see or not to see a doctor for a minor injury, older adults can save time and money by knowing when to see a professional or to self-medicate. I think older people do know, or they have people that are with them that can tell them and say, okay, now you better go get some help, or, you know, we can take care of this. Don't we know? You know? If something's going to require stitchery and resetting of bones and whatnot, generally we go to the doctor. Say, you know, we better go to see somebody because this doesn't look like something we should take care of ourselves. But that's just me guessing that that's the way it is. The other thing is the average U.S. price of gas jumped about 12 cents. So that means it jumped about 24 cents here because that's just the way it is. All right. We'll get more things. We've got another hour together, which I'm excited about. I'm happy with that. And we'll get together and do that. We're going to do CBS News live and see what they have to say about what's going on in our world.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. President Obama and his proposed budget. It spends more and raises more in taxes.
At a time when our economy is growing and creating jobs at a faster clip, we've got to do everything in our power to keep this recovery on track.
I'm Bob Buss on Capitol Hill. It's certainly no surprise Republicans slammed the president's budget, which will go nowhere in Congress. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
It isn't really a budget at all. It's a campaign document. The president's goal isn't to solve our problems, but to ignore them for another year.
Republicans don't like the spending, reject raising taxes on the wealthy, and complain about some of the accounting gimmicks that are common in budgets from both parties that make deficits look smaller. But CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The death of Whitney Houston is still mysterious in that we don't know how she wound up underwater in her bathtub at the Hilton in Beverly Hills. It'll take weeks for toxicology tests to answer that question.
As of right now, it's not a criminal investigation. We have concluded our portion of the investigation at the hotel. We have a team of investigators that are specifically assigned to this case. But as of right now, in this date, it's a coroner's case.
That's Beverly Hills Police Lieutenant Mark Rosen. Houston's family plans to bring her body home to Newark, New Jersey tonight for a funeral at the end of the week. The defense in the Jerry Sandusky sex abuse trial got its wish to keep the trial in State College, even though the former assistant football coach at Penn State faces 52 sex abuse charges involving 10 boys over 15 years of time there.
I think the defense is banking on the fact that there will be at least a juror who is very pro-Penn State, who still has a warm enough feeling toward Sandusky and what he did for the Penn State football program to hold out for not guilty.
That's Widener University law professor Wesley Oliver. Washington State Governor Christine Gregoire. She signed the gay marriage bill.
We've taken a long and difficult journey, and now the final step. It is the right step. We have finally said yes to marriage equality.
Air pollution is bad for your body. It's a new study.
In the Archives of Internal Medicine, two new studies linking air pollution to health risks. Researchers at Chicago's Rush University find long-term exposure can accelerate cognitive decline in women, whether the pollution particles are fine or larger. Harvard and Brown scientists have discovered a 34% increased risk of stroke on days when the EPA's air quality index is yellow, the second lowest level indicating moderate air pollution.
That's CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. Boeing expects passenger growth to continue this year, though slower than last year. About 5% is the expectation globally, and mostly due to the strength of the Asia-Pacific customer base. Boeing also says the fuselage problem on the Dreamliner will be fixed in days, not weeks or months, and was not a safety issue anyway. On Wall Street, the Dow up about 72 points today, the Nasdaq gained 27. This is CBS News.
Beat the winter blues with great savings at Rite Aid. Now through March 3rd, you can earn a $20 plus-up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the Buy and Save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Save more this winter at Rite Aid with Winter Rewards. Another way Wellness Plus saves you more.
Purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus-up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase once qualifying threshold is met. Plus-up expires March 17th, 2012.
Live from Progressive.
Oh, here. Today, I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big, astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Maple Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
a watchdog for Apple computer parts makers in China.
At Apple's request, inspectors with the Fair Labor Association are now being allowed into the company's Chinese assembly plants, including Foxconn. Apple customers in Silicon Valley applauded the company's move.
I think a company like Apple should be held to the highest standard.
I mean, yeah, we don't see it because it's in China, but it's important for that stuff to get checked up on. I mean, that's just not right for people to be treated like that.
In a statement, Apple CEO Tim Cook said, "We believe that workers everywhere have the right to a safe and fair work environment." Matt Bigler, CBS News in Silicon Valley.
Five Ukrainian women wearing jeans and boots and nothing else protested outside the headquarters of Gazprom in Moscow. They claim the Russian gas supplier overcharges Ukrainians. These are dedicated demonstrators. They held signs in 11-degree weather that said gas racket and gas gangsters. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say, hey, mama jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age. And it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs, with a wide selection to choose from. They also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047. Or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite. ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
I know that when you hear the name Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, you immediately think of great flushing Toto toilets. Or maybe it's our state-of-the-art Growy kitchen and bath faucets. Or maybe it's those tiny massaging bubbles of a Jason Comfort Air Bath. But here's something you may not know. We have the most fabulous line of cabinet and door hardware on the Central Coast. Knobs and pulls created for whatever look you desire. Rustic, modern, craftsman, Asian, and durable, long-lasting finishes like Venetian bronze, brushed nickel, distressed copper, or even cloisonné. The choices are endless, the quality superb. You'll find that Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the county's widest selection of bathroom vanity cabinets in all types of designs. Roomy linen storage cabinets, beveled mirror medicine cabinets, and handcrafted wall mirrors. That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
And right now there's a big sale going on, Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath on 1st Street behind Trader Joe's, because they're expanding. And so they've got an 80% off sale. So you can go in there and you can save 80% and you'll be happy. For the and you'll have nice things and everybody, the world will be better. The other day, the sports reporter was talking about how Pebble Beachy and Tiger Woods went together, and it went together to give Phil Mickelson a 6 shots back win at Pebble Beach. We choked, Woods choked, the Philster came through. Anyway, he was hot. I, you know, obviously golf, it's like a lot of games. You know, they're, a lot has to do with your mind. It's like, you know, field kickers, punters, kickers, field goalers, guys, kickers. You know, they live in their brains. After they, it's not a matter they can't kick the ball through a field goal, but they have to live in their brains. And I think the same thing with golf. And whatever's happening, you know, Tiger hasn't sorted out whatever's going on in that brain yet. I mean, he just hasn't gotten it sorted out. So that's why that is. Kobe wins one at the buzzer. As usual, Kobe wins at the buzzer. We need to talk about and hear about the singing donkey that sings to a violin.
Moonlit Oaks Ranch in Keystone Heights sounds like an orchestra warming up for a big show. And Alicia Shuler's life is directing the animal choir.
You guys are ridiculous.
Though convincing her to talk about it on camera was tough.
I don't know, I guess so.
Unlike the animals, she's quite shy.
I guess so.
You see, she recently took up an interest in playing music.
I just started playing the violin and viola.
And thought her musical animals would make for a friendly audience while practicing.
I was really just goofing off.
She started by playing for the cows.
So they ignored me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called me from across the farm.
That's Don Quixote.
These are actually his, strike his shoulder blades, essentially.
And she found him abandoned and starved several years ago and brought him to live here. And apparently, he's the perfect violin practice partner.
I walked over there, I set up, I'm like, okay, what the hey?
Thinking maybe she'd share her playing with family, she brought a video camera.
I thought, well, maybe I might get just one hee-haw out of him, but it might be kind of funny and I'll play it for my family and friends, you know? And he kept going.
Posted her donkey duet on YouTube for the family.
No.
But more than 87,000 hits later.
I really didn't think I'd be playing it in front of that many people.
This reserved rancher has been bucked to center stage by her donkey.
He just likes attention.
Hurts my ears too, bud. Anyway, so there are the donkey and the violins. Wait. What are you doing? What are you just all sitting in a belt one out there? Okay. You're with Bill. Talk is cheap. Your friends and neighbors network at 1340 KYNS. Your news station on the Central Coast. And we have other news, too. We've got things that are going on. Oh, let's do our thing here with our cars, because it's always fun to find out who says the cars suck and why. I'm preparing now as I hear the rattling of the papers. Yeah, I'm preparing to share it now. Here we go. So this was according to, they went to different analysts, and they went to L.A. Times editors, asked Edmonds and Company, and I also asked David Champion, Senior Director of Consumer Reports. Everybody had the same idea. All right, so this is the worst. The vehicle replaces, here's what they say really sucked. A Pontiac Aztec. They said it was underpowered, it wasn't comfortable to ride in, it was ugly, and they don't know why they ever made the darn thing. 1974 Mustang. Remember when they had the thing that looked like the Mustang, looked like a fat Pinot? 1987 Yugo, low price, they were hit the market. It was a version of the Fiat 127 made in the former Yugoslavia. Think about that. This is a knockoff of Fiat that already had a terrible reputation for reliability. The result was not pretty. I think that's why, what was the old joke about, why does Yugos come with a rear window defroster standard so you can keep your hands warm when you push it? 1971 Chevrolet Vega with that aluminum engine. Boy, I tell you, it was an interesting car, but it was, you know, we had this small car thing. We had made these terrible things, like the 2003 Saturn Ion, another thing that nobody understood. And it had it was really cheap inside and everything. The noisy engine was bad. And 1958 Edsel Corsair, if you can remember back that far, you know, Edsel nobody understood why they even bothered to make them or anything. 1982 Cadillac Cimarron was the smaller, cheaper, you know, you can own a Cadillac and overpay for a small car. And so now they got a new one coming out. It's called the ATS. So we'll see what happens. 1979 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme Diesel. This was a diesel engine that didn't belong in a car. It didn't really belong in a piece of farm machinery. It really didn't belong, as it wasn't much of a diesel engine anyway. And so that kind of put a lot of sour notes into people's minds about diesel engines. 1917 Chevrolet Series D. Almost no one knows of a Chevy's first model with a massively underpowered V8 engine. The Times is replacing with the following vehicle, which was picked by our online readers. So this was about 1917 Chevrolet with an 8-cylinder engine. The next one came along then was replaced by the 1975 AMC Pacer because, you know, it was ugly, exceptionally ugly, but it was different. You know, it stood out in a crowd. And the 1971 Ford Pinto because Lee Iacocca decided not to spend $5 on a thing that would protect the gas tank from exploding in a rear-end collision, and so many of them did. That's the top 10 right there. The top 10 worst cars. Or is that the lower 10 of the cars? Anyway, that's the bottom. That's the bottom of the stack. If you own one of those, hey, hold your head high. It's okay. Because I've had some real note. Real doozies myself. Okay, other things are going on. Oh, here's what's happened to the film festival. I mentioned this to you. And this is the San Francisco Film Festival is going to recognize Sir Richard Taylor, the special effects supervisor behind Avatar, The Adventures of Tintin, and The Lord of the Rings. He's extremely well-loved in the film business and in general, Festival Executive Director Wendy Idson said of Taylor, describing his celebrity in his field. Taylor and his wife will travel from Wellington, New Zealand, for the March 12th awards ceremony in San Luis Obispo. It's a rare appearance where he goes out and meets people. So how cool. I don't know how they talk. How do you talk people into coming from Wellington, Australia, and be honored at a film festival? I think that's pretty cool. They probably lie and tell them that San Luis Obispo is bigger than L.A. Oh, I have no idea. Okay. Other people in the news today, other people that are going, who's back in the news? The pigeons. The pier pigeons are in the news. So here's the thing. They thought about putting netting underneath the pier, but they're afraid the birds would get caught in the netting, which is a good point. The little guys are kind of dumb pigeons. Although, as far as they could be harvested for squabs, but anyway. So they're putting, what are they putting? Pieces of wood, is that what they're doing? Where they normally put their nests, they're putting pieces of wood. Spikes and electricity. No, I'm teasing. Just pieces of wood, which is maybe going to change something. Okay. Oh, this is interesting and not good news. A whopping 35% fewer wine grapes were crushed in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties in 2011 compared with 2010, due in large part to the widely unpredictable weather. Burn Palomi, California Park. Around 3.34 million tons of grapes were crushed statewide compared with many more in 2010. So anyway, because we've had weird weather and now we're having the same thing. You know, the plants, you know, they kind of go by what they feel. Right? And, it's not like they have a calendar. They say, okay, it's pretty warm now. I think we'll go ahead and bloom. We'll do what we're supposed to do. They're finding out to do it at the wrong time. Then this Kenneth Cockrell guy who killed his wife in 2008, he was at a wedding of his stepson, and his stepson said he acted totally normally a couple of days before, but at this point I think it's already water over the bridge. What is it called? Water under the bridge, water over the dam. Get it right, Bill. Okay. Now, PG&E is going to alter the Diablo Fault survey plans. So utility wants to shift focus on seismic studies south to fault intersection, south. Default intersection plan is under review by state panel of science. So anyway, what they want to do is basically modify how they're studying what they're doing. And they got the shoreline fault, and they got the Hosbury fault, and they got all these faults, and so they're saying, well, we want to study these differently, which, it's going to take a scientist to really tell us what's going on with that. Then we talked about Tony Bennett. The city of San Francisco is honoring legendary Tony Bennett, whose famous song, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, was recorded 50 years ago. Mayor Ed Lee, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Representative Nancy Pelosi are among those expected to attend the ceremony for Bennett in the City Hall Rotunda tomorrow. The event will conclude with a sing-along of the song. Oh, just let him do it, please. I don't think we need those other people singing along. And the woman who was in the halftime show with Madonna apologized. I don't think she means it by the looks on her face, but she apologized for giving the high sign during the thing. Halftime of the Super Bowl. Whatever. Okay. Now here's what's going on, because John Lindsay says this and everybody else says it. What's happening is the La Nina, which is what's kept our weather warm and wonderful and absolutely beautiful and gorgeous, is weakening. Yeah, you can't hold back the big storms anymore. So our winter's coming. It's going to be coming late, but it's on its way. So today we still have a chance of showers. What is it, 30% chance of showers the rest of the day? I'm a gambler on that. I just, I don't have to have an umbrella or anything. 30%, let's wait. All right, other things are going on. Other things are happening all over our world. Let me see what else is here on this thing, because I want to make sure that we know what's going on. And that's it, because this computer, luckily, just before we heard Whitney Houston a few minutes ago, this computer froze for about 5 minutes. It just wouldn't do anything. And I thought, friend, my whole day's over. Top UN official to Syria, stop the onslaught. And the people in Syria are going, Bashar is saying, yeah, really? Anyway, this whole thing in Syria, it's hideously terrible. And now, when you just start shelling your own people and killing them indiscriminately, and so the UN's thinking, well, maybe we should go in there with a peacekeeping force. But the peacekeeping force never actually keeps the peace, nor does it get involved. It just shows up with little blue hats and goes, well, this is screwed up. I don't think the UN's what it needs right now. I don't think that's it. I just don't think that's it. All right, everything's going on. Now this is now you got the mystery of the Iranians nuclear scientists. You know, they're slowly being bumped off here and there, and fingerprinting follows attack on Israel embassy van. And so this is what happened. Explosion Monday of a device attached to an Israeli embassy van in New Delhi, and the discovery and safe detonation of another such device found in an embassy car in Tbilisi, Georgia, led quickly to a round of finger pointing between Israel and Iran. Four people were wounded in the van explosion, which occurred near the Israel mission in New Delhi. The other bomb found on an embassy car in Georgia was, this is Georgia as in Georgia over there, was detonated in a controlled explosion with no injuries. They said it was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blamed both incidents on Iran, called the biggest export of terror in the world. The Israeli government and their security organizations are continuing to operate together with local security services against these acts of terror. Netanyahu said, we will continue to act in strong ways, systematically and steadfastly, and not screwing around. That's that. All right. It's time now to join Dr. Carol Phillips and check our choppers and see what we can do.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenient. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Kyle, keep your eyes on the road. You really should not be texting while you're driving.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's wireless companies, and the National Safety Council.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Haven't been the same since that cold November day. We said we needed space, but all we found was an empty place. And the only things I learned is that I need you desperately. So here I am, and can you please tell me?
Bill Bank and Talker Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network is 25 minutes now before the hour of 2 o'clock, and it's a mixed bag today, that's for sure. We have a chance of rain still a bit. We got sunshine. Then tomorrow and the rest of the week is going to be coolish. Well, it's going to be cold. I don't know why they say coolish. Cold. It's going to be cold, and we're going to have clear weather. All right, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. We should congratulate the Aurora Grandy girls who completed an undefeated Pac-7 season in basketball, and good for them. But Aurora Grandy's just kicking butt. All right, there you are. Good for me. I think that's great. All right, other things going on. Other things going on. Other things are happening. And why they? And why they might be? Oh, let me do this. I was going to see if I could find. There was something earlier I wanted to play, but so we're going to see if we can keep this thing from just screwing up. Just be patient. You know what I mean? Have some more coffee. Have another cup of soda water, whatever you have. When it works, it works. When it doesn't, it doesn't. You don't have to worry about it. I don't want politics. I know I don't want that. Here, this is the day before Valentine's Day. This is something we should probably hear. Because I mean, I didn't realize it was so. Why men and women kiss differently? I didn't know we did.
Maybe this vacation wasn't a good idea.
Vacations are always a good idea. No time. Out, quick. You're miles from your destination. You'll need a hotel tonight.
We don't have time to bid.
You don't have to bid. At Priceline, you can choose from thousands of hotels on sale every day. Save yourself some money.
That's what he would have wanted. Well, there's real chemistry to when two people kiss, because there are all sorts of chemicals in our bodies fostering us to continue this behavior, or maybe putting the brakes on a relationship when the chemistry is not quite right and a couple is incompatible. Cheryl Kirschenbaum, I'm a science writer. A tremendous gender divide emerged when psychologists looked at the preferences and attitudes of kissing for men and women. And women tend to describe kissing as a way to figure out where a relationship was headed. So when asked, why do you kiss, women often say, to tell me more about the relationship, to see where this is headed. Whereas kissing is important to men, kissing is something men enjoy too, but they tend to describe it more as a means to an end. I'm swapping spit, hoping to swap more down the line. It's something that they do, but maybe not. They're more focused on what comes next. One of the funniest anecdotes I found in the research was that when asked what you like about kissing, men tend to say that they're often into open mouth kissing with lots of tongue, whereas women tend to complain of too much of that, too sloppy, it's disgusting, why bother? And on the surface, that's kind of funny, it's just sort of unique, but there's actually some science involved. So men have a small amount of testosterone in their saliva, and women are very sensitive to this hormone. And so it's possible that if a man is kissing the same woman over weeks and months, so it's not instantaneous, it's not a one-night stand kind of thing. But if he's kissing her over time, that little bit of testosterone could serve to enhance her libido and potentially be to his reproductive advantage over time. There's been a rise in the popularity of vampires in pop culture, and there seems to also be an increase in the incidence of people, particularly young people, biting each other. And there's really no less appropriate way to show someone that you care than literally using your mouth to inject gobs of potentially dangerous bacteria and viruses into their bloodstream. And so I would suggest not to bite the ones you love, but definitely keep kissing. It's a healthy behavior, and it's great for reconnecting to those we love.
There you go. You only bite the ones you love, right there. I always said that. Anyway, so that's this vampire thing is it's kind of different. But, you know, young people are into it. I got nothing to say. I'm standing outside looking in. It's like the young man that's the big hero in this vampire affair, this Pattison guy. He's a strange-looking man to me. Right? But women seem to really go for the guy. But Gregory Peck, I understood. Cary Grant, you know some of these people? People are younger, they're different. Okay, that's what happens. Now, there was one other thing I wanted to do here because this is interesting because they noticed they had a big story in the paper about they noticed that a big chunk of ice in the Antarctic is no longer there. And so the thing is, the issue is as well, where did it go? What's going on with our big ice and everything? So we're going to see if we can see why our sea level is rising.
Standing on the shore looking out at the water, you see a difference? No, there's no way you'd notice it. Despite all that talk of rising sea level, scientists found that last year it actually fell. Just an itsy-bitsy bit, about 0.2 of an inch. Why? Just one of those freak things. More water happened to fall on land.
So about 1 trillion tons of extra water fell on land that normally would fall in the ocean.
The biggest recipients of all that extra water, Australia, where it caused terrible flooding that's still going on, and the northeastern part of South America.
We can see the rainy seasons and the dry seasons over the continents.
But it was just a hiccup in an otherwise steady rise in global sea level, which has been faster during the past 100 years, NASA scientists say, than at any time during the past 2000.
So what this paints is a picture of sea level rise that looks like a hockey stick. It's pretty stable for several thousand years, and then at the end, it goes up. And that is us.
A new satellite study of the Earth shows why. The blue shade indicates places where the land ice is being lost. Red is where it's gaining. Huge amounts of the planet's land ice, glaciers, Greenland, Antarctica, and the ice caps, are, the study indicates, melting annually and contributing to sea level rise. Some spots in the U.S., Alaska, Louisiana, could be hard hit. South Florida already is seeing it.
During these extreme high tide events, it'll be completely inundated with water extending from one waterway to another.
Here's what it looked like 2 years ago. Jennifer Hirado is responsible for helping Broward County deal with rising water. The county is one of four, from Palm Beach to the Keys, developing a regional climate action plan. Drainage improvements, roads elevated, well fields moved inland. It's hoped federal dollars would cover much of it, but some improvements, like raising a seawall.
It may be that a community would need to come together and jointly agree to fund an improvement like that.
Studies indicate sea level rise in South Florida from 9 inches to 2 feet by 2060. Officials here say plans have to be enacted now, or scenes like this will become far more widespread. John Zarella, CNN, Fort Lauderdale.
I think it's a picture of a submerged a dock, as best I can see it from Earth. Okay, all right, so it could be rising, and they noticed that on Pismo down here in Shaw Beach, you know, they're trying to reinforce the seawalls and everything because things are happening. I don't know what it is, but some large monsters or something. All right, other things are going on. Yeah, things are happening. Yeah. Now, here's the, and of course, this is the way it would work. NRC blames workers for the ammonia leak at San Onofre. Regulators say employees didn't notice fixed-grade equipment at a nuclear plant. An ammonia leak that caused the emergency alert at the San Onofre nuclear plant was caused by employees who failed to recognize degraded equipment and fix it. The Federal Regulatory Commission report concluded the problem had very low safety significance and faulted plant operator Southern California Edison for not doing what it should have done. But this is, they show this every now and then. They'll show, like, these pipes and valves and whatnot, you know, and they're under a lot of stress with these nuclear plants. And so, you know, you can't just let them rot away. You can, but then you get this. Something right there. There's a kid in La Crescenta, which is just outside of Pasadena, and he it says that he plunged to his death from a third-story high school building. But I said that's tough. That's a tough choice to make, you know, if you're gonna, because you could just hurt yourself really bad from three stories up. They said right there. Okay. And then Monterey County Satellite Relay Base and its giant dish on the market for $3 million. Just in time for Valentine's Day comes the ultimate gift for the Dr. Strange love in your life, 21,000-square-foot Jamesburg Earth Station, a satellite relay base from the 1960s. It was built to survive a nuclear attack. Perched on a remote hillside overlooking the Ventana Wilderness south of Monterey, there's a white elephant that costs $3 million, a tech lover's paradise on 161 acres, equipped with a 97-foot satellite dish. Although the signs reading danger high voltage are perhaps not the best marketing tool. In its glory days, this sprawling bunker-like on Cossant Road played an essential role in national life, built in 1968 by the Communications Satellite Corporation. The Jamesburg Earth Station and nearly a dozen others like it helped bring the first televised images of Neil Armstrong on the moon, for gosh sakes. So you, too, can be a part of history. $3 million, then you got to start taking apart that big old dish. That's going to burn up your weekends for a long time. And things that are going on besides that. Oh, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta told the Marine Corps on Friday to reinvestigate and take appropriate action against the Marine snipers who posed with a logo resembling the notorious Nazi symbol. Top Marine officer apologized for the incident, ordered the commanders to look into the use of such symbols by snipers and recon Marines and make sure they are educated on how inappropriate such actions are. So what they claim was that they didn't really know. Yeah, they didn't realize. They didn't realize this was such a bad thing. They just didn't know that. Are we teaching any history in school at all? Is there any history being taught in high school? Any? Just some? Some? Okay. Maybe it's possible, though. I got to admit that. Now, I was going to look up ship names because I was on a lot of, I was on ships that had names like Eyes on the Ranger, which, you know, just is a word of its on its own. But I was also on the Weiss, and the Weiss was actually the last name of some guy that was important to the Navy. And then you have the USS Abraham Lincoln, you have the USS Ronald Reagan, you got the USS all these things, and John Kennedy. I'm more comfortable. I don't know why this is. Again, but it's again, I don't know what it is. But I'm more comfortable with just last names, you know, using last names for ships. But this is here's my chauvinist double standards coming through. The Navy's going to name a ship for Gabriel Giffords, and it's going to be called the USS Gabriel Giffords, a littoral combat ship. I mean, anyway, so here's a combat ship named Gabriel Giffords, and it seems like it's not right somehow. They'll be taking a combat ship with her name into battle. I don't know. What's in her name, right? I know. All right. I hear a lot of people are not really big on this foreclosure stalling thing. They say, you know, for $2,000, it's not going to take them anywhere. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to repair anything. And you can understand that, you know, when people have $2,000 and $3,000 monthly mortgage payments and they're behind, you know, 6 months, I really don't understand what that's supposed to help. Now, here was a weird, interesting thing, and I thought this was kind of good. Stanford University researchers have discovered a drug for a rare and often untreatable disease that leaves children with massive and sometimes deadly growths on their faces, necks, and other parts of their bodies. Here's the twist. The drug is Viagra. In very early reports, the best known under the broad name Viagra, but they say it's too soon to know how effective it could be, but it seems in trials so far that it seems to work very well. And so, kids walk around funny, but that's really cool. I think. And then, in Russia and China, hacking is a real threat both for government and corporate secrets. So you just don't know. When Kenneth Fravestad, a China expert at the Brookings Institute, traveled that country, he follows a routine that seems straight from a spy film. He leaves his cell phone and laptop at home and instead brings loaner devices, which he erases before he leaves the United States and wipes clean the minute he returns. In China, he disables Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, never lets his phone out of his sight, and in meetings not only turns off his phone but also removes the battery for fear his microphone could be turned on remotely. He connects to the Internet only through an encrypted password-protected channel and copies and pastes his password from a USB digital drive. Somebody's trying to get in. digital espionage in China and Russia, security experts say, is real and growing. The company has significant intellectual property that the Chinese and the Russians are interested in, and you go over there with mobile devices, your device will get penetrated, they say. I hate that penetration thing. So there you go. All right. I wasn't going to go over there, to tell you the truth. Although a lot of people are going, I wasn't going to be one of them. I wasn't going over to China. Sadly, can I tell you something, and this is an honest thing, but maybe it's coincidental. I don't know that it's coincidental, but I know two people have gone to China and contracted lung illnesses that proved fatal. It took a long time. Long shot at it, you know, just deterioration over a long period of time. But there was something they could not cure in the U.S. But I just mentioned that. Okay, sure. You know, you say, well, let's say I go to China or I go to Russia. You know, you could go to someplace really neat, like Aruba or something. All right, here's some of the other things that are going on. We got to mention, though, right here. We got rerouting power to the American League, and that's with Pujols and Fielder bringing their talents to the American League and the Angels. And so that's going to change things a little bit, one would guess. The Patriots' Gronkowski had surgery on his ankle because he had that screwed up, you know, but so he was playing wounded in the Super Bowl. And then Linsanity, is this guy, Jeremy Lin, outplayed Kobe Bryant, ended the mighty Lakers' dominance of the Knicks, and then tried to pretend it was just another game. Anyway, so this guy's really starting to play like a crazy man. So cool. All right, I'm big on that. That's my sports day. That was my sports moment today. That was the thing I wanted to share about sports. That was all. I thought I'd mention it. And as you may know, because, I mean, you've seen it advertised to death and everything, but as you may know, coming up on March 2nd and 3rd at the Osmodon Expo Center is the big fundraiser for the women's shelter. And so I have to tell you, I'm completely for the cause, for sure. I've never been asked to be part of it. But look at me. You know what I mean? What am I going to model? Attire? Established in 1977, the San Luis Obispo-based shelter seeks to help the victims of intimate partner abuse through counseling, emergency housing, and other services. Hotel owner and philanthropist Phyllis Madonna and said the shelter's mission has always been close to her heart. I'm just so gung-ho and entrenched in my feelings for our women's shelter, she said. They're a wonder for 25 years. So anyway, so they say she's right there with the whole thing, which is good. So a lot of people, you know, Tony Coppola, and you get your different people from TV and whatnot, they're in there. I could be wrong. I might have had something to do with it once, but it was in the Mission Plaza. What would that have been? I wasn't something in the Mission Plaza. I had a cashmere coat, which was very nice. But maybe that was for something else. I don't remember. I've done so many things. You know, I just don't know anymore. I can't remember more. Other things going on. And then I got this kick out of this story this weekend. And a Mary Todd Lincoln portrait and the tearful story that goes with it is deemed a hoax. For 32 years, a portrait of a serene Mary Todd Lincoln hung in the governor's mansion in Springfield, Illinois, assigned by Francis Bicknell Carpenter, a celebrated painter who lived at the White House for 6 months in 1864. Anyway, so they were going to have it restored, you know, kind of, you know, primed up. What do you call it? Like cleaned up. They're going to have it cleaned up. And make sure it was fancy and all that. And so then it turns out that people had taken things and added things and done different things, and it wasn't Mary Todd Lincoln whatsoever. Supposedly, she was going to give it to the president if he hadn't been shot at Ford Theater. But then she figured, I'll just keep it, I guess. All right. You believe that the sky altered the subject's facial features, painted over some accessories, including a necklace with a cross, and had a brooch with the president's picture. So this is this one guy that was kind of a phony baloney guy that concocted this story. Now, I was reading about Washington, and I was reading a history book the other day, and they were talking about, there was a guy, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head, forget, I can't remember my name off the top of my head, so why should that bother me? But anyway, there was a person who was very prolific in writing about Washington after his death. And they say that, you know, the whole cherry tree and throwing the dollar across the Potomac, all that, he just made that stuff up just to make the president look good, the first president. Just jazz it up a little bit. They say these things were not true. There was no cherry tree. You never know. Now, here's a big thing. Scotland's going to get a vote on splitting from Great Britain. So I hear a lot of kilts and the bagpipes and all that stuff, you know, when you got the people are all dressed up like that. Anyway, a favorable vote would put an end to the 300 years of unity between Scotland and England. So the question is, do they want to be independent or not? And they're going to get their pick and let people know.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the car.
Thanks for being a friend. Let's get together on Valentine's Day, shall we? It'll be like a date, and then we'll do it at 12 noon, which will be kind of like lunchy date. And that's tomorrow on 1340 KYNS with Bill Benica. Tell them other trails, be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, bye, bye. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails.